We just have been warned by a couple of different people. Congressman Michael McCaul and an unnamed American general, both saying that war with China could happen within a couple of years by 2025. And they're serious. Well, we're worried about woke politics and taking down, you know, offensive statues. China's building on its Blue Water Navy, drooling at the prospect of taking back what they consider a rogue province, Taiwan. Of course, they consider the whole world to be a rogue province in waiting, including the United States, where you live. Miles Yu is a senior fellow and director of the China Center at the Hudson Institute. Miles, thank you for being here. Miles, are you with me?
Yes. Good morning.
There you are. Former advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on China policy as well, you are, and a current professor of East Asian Military and Naval History at the United States Naval Academy. All right, so what do you make of these comments? I mean, you're a professor at the United States Naval Academy, and so obviously the Navy would play a key part in any war we would have with China, but we're already thin, I think. Well, what do you make of this? How aggressive is China? How serious is this threat by 2025?
Well, China has been very aggressive. That's if you look at China's strategic intent, there's never been doubt. Now, as to the specific timeline, when does China is going to make the first move? In my view, that is kind of a guessing game because it depends on many factors. I mean, these factors are actually, you know, we cannot really proceed with the assumption that the war will not happen until 2025 or 2027. We have to proceed with the assumption that the war could happen tomorrow. Now, so let's get ready right now. The reason being that there are several factors that we can actually work on them and to delay or deter if we could. And that basically means we have to really work on the favorable power balance sheet in terms of capabilities, as well as, we can basically deny China opportunities to wage wars like that. And, of course, finally, we have to make China realize the increasingly higher cost of war. So this is called deterrence. So we have to really work with the assumption that we could go to war tomorrow, but we can work actively to delay or deter.
But are we doing that? Let me put it this way. We're spending our time on cultural issues. We're changing the names of bases and so forth and worried about, you know, what we're doing with woke policies at the Pentagon. Are we ready? If there was a war today, are we prepared at all?
I think we have been weakened by woke politics, as you say. I mean, there is a sort of erosion from within in terms of our basic ethos of a warrior institution. On the other hand, the core of American fighting capability still remains. And I think what we're trying to do is going to preserve that and enhance that fighting capability and so that we will continue to be defender of democracy. This is basically not basically the Americans' war. This is also the free world at stake. So United States is the most capable nation in the world to deter China's aggression. And I think, you know, we have to not only look at ourselves as just one ordinary nation, we have to look at ourselves as a leader of the free world. And the world actually looks up on us.
But the World Economic Forum, Miles, doesn't want America to be a superpower. The World Economic Forum that just met in Davos wants America to just be one of many countries. At the same time,
yeah.
And that's to be considered later. The UK,
Davos,
according to
Davos, the economic elite representing basically the international capital that could benefit from China's cheap labor and the lack of regulation. But I always say, you know, if you look at the sovereign states, if you even look at the military alliances, right, PACs, like NATO countries,
yeah.
They all want the U.S. to play a much stronger role, not only to deter and defeat Russia, but also to deter and defeat China.
But we have a weakling in the White House, and there's our problem. We have a weakling in the White House and a weak administration, and everybody knows it. Meanwhile, another U.S. general is warning that the British Army is not even a top-tier fighting machine anymore and hasn't been for at least a decade. So the U.K., one of our key allies, not up to the challenge. of Russia or China or anybody else. The U.S. and then France is the second most potent military, maybe Germany. But we also need Australia, who detests China's behavior in the South China Sea and elsewhere. Australia is going to be a key ally in any fight with China, correct?
That's correct. I mean, no country alone could face China alone. And I think right now that's very clear. Even though there has been over-dependency on the U.S. military and security protection in the past, like in the NATO pact. But more and more countries right now are waking up to the fact that we have to do it together. And I think, even though the U.K., France, and Germany in particular, I mean, their fighting capability have not been sort of up to what we expected. But they facing challenge. And I think, all countries were coming together. And I think it's not an easy thing. I mean, I think when I worked at the Trump administration, we spent an enormous amount of time working with allies, friends and allies, to basically ask them to sort of shape up. And we finally, toward the end of the Trump administration, and I think we have gained a global consensus on the China challenge, and I think all countries are acting accordingly.
Miles Yu, Senior Fellow Director of the China Center at the Hudson Institute, former China Policy Advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, current Professor of East Asian Military and Naval History at the United States Naval Academy. Miles, thank you for the conversation. I'm sure it's one we'll have again, but hopefully not too soon. Thank you, sir.
Good morning. Bye.
There you have it. It's, there it is, China. China and the World Economic Forum wants the United States to be weak at the table because they want the Chinese money. They care about the money. I'll take a break and be right back. Don't go anywhere.